Hello everyone, welcome again to Heart to Heart. The Lord our God is mightily moving by the Holy Spirit. Great things are in store for those who love God. That's why it's so important for us to encourage all to love Him, that they may know Him and trust Him, like we talked about in the last broadcast. God is good, and His truth is everlasting. It doesn't change. It always blesses. That's one thing we can be assured of. When we take Him at His word, we will grow. We will go forward. We will have the best results. And there's no need for anyone to miss out on the goodness of God. But we're living in the very last days. And this is a crucial time for everybody. Because now we're at a point where we can be a blessing to people, that they may know God and miss the terrible days of Revelation, the tribulation period. But that's not my focus. The focus is Him. If we can focus on the Lord, there's nothing we can't do. I love the scripture Paul said, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. And if we're looking at Him, if we're regarding the word of God, taking the Lord at His word, we're taking time to know Him and learn Him and seek Him. And as we live a life of worship towards God, we're also strengthened to do all the necessary things. If it gets hard to do, we're strengthened. If we feel discouraged, we get encouragement. And I like that. That's a blessing. I like living with the encouragement that comes from the Lord and His word. I love the guidance of the Holy Spirit. And for years, I know what it's like to not ignore. I know what it's like to live not knowing that you can have such a relationship. And then I found out you can have such a relationship. And it helps me to value it. A lot of people don't value going in God's presence. When you do go in God's presence, sometimes you see yourself as you are. When you study the word of God, one preacher said, you read the word of God and the word of God reads you. It reveals to you where you are in life. It's like looking in a mirror. When you're looking at the word of God and seeing it and hearing what the Lord says and the things that He's given us to do, it also simultaneously reveals where we fit, where we are in life. It gives us a revelation of our condition. And some people, when they begin to see where they are, they're looking at themselves and they stop studying because they feel bad. Or they know they need to change some things. But the Word of God gives you the strength and the wisdom to make the change if you don't give up. And when I used to worship God and go in His presence years ago, I would see things in my character. And the things I wanted to change, I just pray about it. I didn't always know how to change things. Who does? I didn't know how I could get the job done. Some things looked too big for me. But nothing was too big for God. And I didn't have a magic formula. I just kept at it until I got the change I was after. I wanted to please God. So, in a way, I was focusing on Him. And that made it possible. With a brand new spirit, man, with having a brand new heart, it's not hard. And I didn't realize all the details of what Jesus had done. I just knew that my sins were forgiven and I was a new man. I felt new and I had peace. But I didn't know how to do all the details. I had to renew my mind to some things. I had to unlearn some doubts, some doubtful things that I picked up along the way. I had to learn to see God as He is, not according to my first authority figures. See, our parents are usually our first authority figures in the adults in our lives, our teachers and the adults that we're around. And they set the pace of how we see God. But the Word of God reveals how He really is. So I had to unlearn some things that I picked up along the way and learn some things that's true. And that's a process. And we grow from glory to glory. And the Lord he understands that what stage of life you are. He knows His people. And He judges by the heart. And in learning those things and seeing those things unfold, I was able to do better and better. And, you know, most Christians, they focus on performance, how well they're doing. The Lord focuses on our hearts. We'll eventually get all the details right. But if our heart is pure, that's what He can work with. But my best advice, never give up. Don't give up on your endeavors to learn and grow. They pay off. It's worth it, every part of it. I value the growth and the way God helped me learn things and overcome things more than any possession I own. And I thank God for my house and my cars and whatever I own. But I value the things, the foundation of things of the heart. Understanding and knowing Him. That's what I value the most. The guidance of the Holy Spirit. Because by the guidance of the Holy Spirit, I was able to overcome. And then help others. You know, when the Lord called me to the ministry, my mind was on getting me right. And I didn't ask Him to call me to the ministry. That's something He did on His own. But I thank Him for it. Looking back on it, the timing was perfect because I was dedicated to learn things so that I could live right. And then I was even more dedicated to learn knowing that I had to minister to other people. But it all worked out like it always does. If you can trust God's judgment, there's nothing you can't do. I love Him. I love His people. I love the wisdom He provides. I love how He guides us in life. And I thank Him for everything He's doing. He's doing a mighty work in us. And He's good, folks. I want people to know that the Lord our God is good. And that He cherishes every individual. He sees us the same way He saw Jesus. He sees us the same way He sees Jesus. We're washed in Jesus' blood. And we operate in Jesus' name. And that's good, folks. The Lord our God, He loves us. And I thank God for that. His love is so vast and so great. And I always say He thinks of everything. He evaluates all things. And everything that He does, looking back at my life, He always helped me to, He did things in a system, in a pattern. And I've grown to treasure what He's done. And it helps me to trust Him in a multiplied way. So when I see, when the Lord do things, now when he give me things that's current, I know that it's part of a grander plan that I can see. And I know that it's going to help me to go forward and not backwards. He's helping me to see things as they are. And he knows what he's doing. And when the instructions he gives, he's looking at all the facts. And one day, I'll be able to see more of that same plan. And as I grow from glory to glory, I see what he's saying. The things that he brings to me helps me to see him in action. And it helps me to trust him in a more multiplied way. And that's just the way it is. That's why I always brag on the handiwork of God. The Lord our God is coming back soon. So the things that he give us now, when we see the whole plan in heaven, when everything's revealed, sometimes we wouldn't even have enough faith to know, to believe him for the things he's given us to do. But if we can do our part, we're part of a greater plan. And the greater plan works. Now some revivals are seen, and some revivals, sometimes people do things because they are revived, and they don't look much different than they did before, unless you know what to look for. When people start, these are the signs of a real revival. People start operating according to integrity. They start doing things, foundational things, because they have more integrity. And they start doing things that are a blessing to God's people. They start treating people right. And they're living a new life. Now, that's not something that people go out and brag on, that they're doing. They're just doing what they're supposed to do. They may not even feel much more blessed than they did before, because people look at what they attain. But when true revival hits, there's a heart change, and you do the things that make life go. You love people. You become a faithful friend. You become a better parent. You become an obedient child. You start your whole motive system is according to how you see God. And the more you see him according to his word, the more you're gonna walk in that kind of, in that greater integrity. See, the Lord is looking at the heart. People are looking for big and loud and numbers and all these wonderful things that people can see. In the old days, Old Testament saints, they wanted a God they could see. But you can't see. You couldn't see the God of Israel. They had his word to trust and have faith in. And there were people who devoutly trusted God, and they wouldn't budge from their convictions because they looked unto the Lord. And you can read about them. They're out there. They did their normal routine according to the word of Moses. And now we have people who are the same caliber. They look to Jesus, the author and finisher of their faith. And people in the world, they want to know how to process. They say, well, why you do it that way? Why didn't you cheat on your taxes? Why didn't you do this? I say, that's not my way. I'm a new man. I put new wine, new wineskins, a new life and a new heart. And that gets people's attention. And then they put it in the category, well, that's what Christians do. People always want to put it in some kind of category. But when you do right, you do it publicly. Because darkness tries to hide and the light doesn't have to. It exposes things for what they are. Just like in the Lord's presence, you're exposed for what you are. You're exposed for who you are. To you, even. And to others. Because you're living according to God's word. And the same challenges in life comes to everybody. But when you handle your challenges biblically, that gives people something to see in you. They get a representation of God. And it's always important that people get one. A representation of the Lord. Everybody needs that. And that is, my friend, revival. That's the way it's done. That's the way we grow. And it changes the facts on the ground. Sometimes the light that you live is a reminder for someone. And sometimes people want to know, you may not feel like you're making a big difference, but when you're not around, people talk about what you do, good or bad. When your name comes up, they say, oh yeah, they do right. They just, it's outstanding. And now, especially nowadays, when darkness is just, you know, darkness is out there, negativity is out there, people are doing things for the wrong reasons. And it hurts people. And some people laugh at it, but it always causes misery to somebody. When a man cheats on his wife, it hurts her, it hurts her family, it hurts the children. And then when he see her pain, it hurts him. It's just bad, every which way you look at it. But his friends that he was trying to impress, you know, that actually they're not really impressed. They're doing the same things. And the things they brag about is actually hurting their own cause. It's hurting everybody. But when you do right, that lasts the longest. And that's what people will remember. Now, people who sin and sin and sin, people are going to forget that name. But people who live the life of God, they will be remembered. And they will be remembered in a new light. They represent the love of God. They represent the God who you can't see. And that makes all the difference. When the Lord is revealed to people, they get a chance to start over. They get a chance to get another shot at life. They get a chance to see things in a greater way. And that is one of the highest blessings I know of. The fact that people get a chance to have a new beginning. And I want to give everybody that chance because God is good. God can take our lives and cause people to know things that they couldn't know any other way. The love of God is good. It's just good. And I thank him for all that he's doing and all the people that he's blessing and working through. Remember, in God's eyes, the big things are small, and the small things are big. The things that's big to us is minute to God. But the things that's big to God is an honest and faithful heart, a heart full of sincerity and faith. And that's what God recognizes first. That's what's dear to him. The life of God in us does more than we realize. The life of God expressed in us is more than we realize. Now I'm out of time. The Lord is not here. Continue to move in your life. Till next time, remember, I love you. God loves you. And Jesus is our Lord.